pula socher means any type of a pula socher itcho, that you have these lav. So why doesn't Rabbi Yossi hold from that? Like, what does it do with this pasuk of pula socher itcho? So more says, mi boyle lelek rabasi, ti yom rabasi, afilu loy socher el lift so loy esh kolechot. The pasuk telling you chiddush, that even though you only hired this worker just to cut down one grape, that's all. Esh koshal novim, oive mishum batolin. The other one, I tell you, maybe Elof who knows say it's nafshoy nafka. The other one says such a drush I know from the other pasuk in the Devarim that Mashem Elof who knows say it's nafshoy nafka. Mizdavra Moshe Hamoshe nafshoy Elof. The Rashi says I mean to say kol sheshibed atzma lov, any type of a work that you accepted upon yourself, you have these in yonim, even though you only work for you 1 hour, whatever it was, still he has this achrayus, he has to pay you back. Mor says iduch who mi boil like the time like we learned v'yelo who noises nafshoi means like this with dashin with neima all the zevik kevish v'nit labiloin how can he went up the plank or went up the tree or moses es as atzma lemitzo and he was mamis moshe nefesh the worker for you lo yascharoi didn't he do it to get his pay. So kids, if you hold back his pay, it's a terrible thing. Dovrach, another pshat is ve'elof u'noisim mitzas nafshoi. That means kol ha'koyves osas osas ochir. Whoever holds back the pay of his worker, kilo noitel nashim imenu. It's almost like you're taking away his soul. In other words, he was like moisa nefesh to get this money, and if you don't pay him back, you're like mamish taking away his soul. Ravuna, Rav Chizda, chado ma'nafshoi shel gazlan. It also applies to the nefesh of the gazlan, the one that steals, like taking away his soul. The chado ma'nafshoi shel nigzel. No, when you steal, you're like taking away the soul of the nigzel, the one that was stolen from. Man, the yom ma'nafshoi shel gazlan. It's like he's taking away the soul of the gazlan himself. Tirsiv al tigzel dal kidalu v'altitchoni b'shar uksiv ki Hashem yover vivo v'kovis kibayim nefesh. Hashem will take back revenge. You take away your nefesh, so the gazlan is like going to lose his nefesh. Oman the yoma nefesh shanigzal, the one that says no goes on nefesh shanigzal. The siddur pasuk says kol orchois kain orchois kol betzei betza as nefesh bolavikach. So mashm is nefesh bolavikach means the nigzal, like he feels so bad his thing was taken away. It's like he's taken away his soul. V'idifrat gemar nami hot siv as nefesh bolavikach. So I'll tell you as nefesh bol of ikach means bol of the hashta, the bialim of it right now. Vidach nami yaksiv koves kaveim nefesh matam kom. It means matam koves kaveim v'shem donot l'nafshoi. What's the reason why the gazlan would be killed is because he took away the nefesh of the nigzal. That's the kid says machlekes here when it says such an inyan. When you steal money, it's like you're taking away your soul. Does it mean like your soul will be taken away because you did this ma'aseh gzeila? But does it mean to say no? It's considered like you're taking away the soul of the nigzal since you hurt him so much that he's losing what you took away from him. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Again, we'll go over the top Gemara again. Again, it starts off again. The idoch, the other man, the yama, whom he boiled, he needs this pasuk likratanya, like we learned. The pasuk says v'yelov who noisei. As nafshei, like him, is giving up his soul. So what does that mean to say that mifnei ma ola ze bekeves v'nit levilon or moster asatz malamisa? How come this worker like went up the plank or climbed up the tree and he was moister atzma gave of himself to maybe be killed? Loy al scharay, didn't he do it all to get his pay? So that's why the owner has to pay him back his wages. Dov rach, another pshat is. V'yelov who noisias nafshoi, that means that kol hakovish schas ochir, whoever holds back the wages of a worker, yishino kilo noitlas nafshoi mimenu, is like you're taking away the soul of this worker, like he's working, he's giving up his soul to get the money, so if you hold back his money, it's like you're taking away his soul. Rav Hunav Rav Chizda, machloikis. Chadama one says nafshoi shogazlan. This possibly means it's like the one that steals, his nefesh will be taken away. The Chadama one says no, nafshoi shel nigzal. It means the soul of the nigzal, the one that was stolen from. Man diyoma nafshoi shel gazlan, the one that says the pasuk means here. That ve'elov who noises nafshoi means the gazlan. The pasuk says al tigzal dal, don't steal from a poor person. Ki dal because he's poor. V'yatitcha ani bishar, and don't do damage to a poor person. Ruchsiv, and the pasuk says then in Mishlei, ki Hashem yorev rivom, the kovres kveyem nefesh. That Hashem will take revenge upon the people like the gazlan that did bear to this poor person, to the nigzal, Hashem will take away his nefesh. So it means Hashem will take away the gazlan's nefesh. Uman diyom anafsho shenigzal, the one that says no means a person that was robbed.
he himself, like, he lost his nefesh. So here the pasuk says, "Kain orchos." This is the way called betzaya detza es nefesh bolav yikach. Like, these are the ways of people that are greedy that take away the nefesh of their owner. In other words, like, by you stealing, you're taking away the soul of the person that owns it. And what's the question is, so v'iduch nam yaksiv es nefesh bolav yikach. And how could you say it means the nefesh of the gazlan? Here the pasuk is mashmi, taking away the nefesh of the owner. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, it means bol of the hashto. It means the owner of it right now, the gazlan himself, his nefesh will be taken away. The pasuk mashmi, Hashem will take revenge upon the gazlan and take away his soul. So Gemara says like this, my tam komer. Why will Hashem take revenge upon the gazlan? My tam koves kaveyim mishum de notlo nefesh. Means like, why will Hashem take revenge from the gazlan? Because the gazlan took away, like, the nefesh, the soul of the nigzal. So really it means, again, it's like the soul of the nigzal was taken away. Yes, Moses Vaitan. E Mosai bizman shetovui. When is the owner oibu the slab of loisolin? Only if the worker came and asked him for the money. Loitovui. But if the worker does not come and ask for his wages, for his pay, then ein oivir lov. Then the bialim is not oibu the slab of loisolin. So how do we know this? Torah Rabbanan. What was this? Pasuk says, Loisolin pulas sochir itcho ad baika. The pasuk says, you're not allowed to leave over by you the wages of your worker until the morning. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu loitovoy, maybe even if the worker does not ask for his money, the owner is also ovar if he doesn't pay. Talmudim, it says, loshen of itcho means ladaitcho, that you have to tell him. Loisolim pulas sachir itcho means bedaitcho, that you have to know about it. In other words, the worker has to remind you that you have to pay it. So if he doesn't remind you, then you put him. Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu ein loy, maybe even if the owner doesn't have money to pay, also resolve with this lav. Talmud loyme itcho means sheyesh itcho. There's a lot of things from this pasuk. It's loisolim pulas sachir itcho. Itcho means with you, that you have the money. If you have the money and you hold it back, then you're over this lav. But mashma, if you don't have the money, then you're not over this lav. Yeah. Rashi says yila daitcha means yila v'loimi daitoi. Right there. Yochol it's good. Yochol afilu ham chol eitzo chenveni v'eitzo shechoni. Maybe even in a case where you made up with the worker, I'm not going to pay you, but listen, I'll pay your grocery bill. Go to the grocery store, and he'll let you take the money, and I'll pay the bill. Talmud and Potter says, itcho, that no, when you're over the lab, only if you hold the money by yourself. Not in a case where you put him and told him to go to the storekeeper or go to the bank. In a case where you made up that they'll lay out the money, and you'll pay the storekeeper back, so that's the way the poel is supposed to get his wages. He does not have to come to you. You're potter, you're not mechuyev to pay him. Now, this is what the Mishnah says. Let's say you made up with the worker that they should go to the storekeeper and take home the grocery order, and that will be the wages. Or else, v'eitzel shechoni ain't a waiver. And then the owner is not over the lav of loisolin, because it's not upon him anymore to pay the wages. He just has to pay the grocery bill, but not the wages, not the worker himself. Now, Iboili, we have a question like this. Let's say the worker goes to the grocery man, and the grocery man doesn't want to pay him, doesn't want to let him take the food right away. So does he have a right now to go back to the balabos or not? Rashi says, if the chenveni does not want to give it, so does the worker have a right to come back to the balabos or not? Rav Sheshes Omar, Einoi Choyzer, the worker has no more right to go back to the owner. Like, the owner freed himself already with the worker. The owner told the worker, listen, you know where you'll get your pay? From the grocery man. If he doesn't want to give it to you, have it out with him. For Rabbi Omar Choyzer, no, the worker has a right to come to you. Omar Rabbi says, how do I know this? That the worker has the right to come back to the Bailim if the chenveni does not give him the goods. He has the right to be tovei his wages from the owner. So Mar says, midiktoni, since it was learned. Eino oivir olov. So never hu deloy ovar. Mashma, just the owner is not over the lav of loisolin. Ha meheder hodar. But mashma, if the worker wants to or doesn't get his money from the chenveni, he has the right to come back to the owner to collect the money from the owner. That's Rabbi's diyuk. For Rav Sheshi Sov, Rav Sheshi says, no, my ain't over. You know what the Mishnah means to say that the owner is not over the lot of Lei Solon anymore. Once he like gave over the wages to the storekeeper, it means to say, Einoi b'toyrat laver. He's not in the parsha anymore to pay back. He doesn't have to pay back anymore. Since he's not the one that has to pay back anymore, therefore the worker cannot come back to the Baal HaBos at all. Boyim minem Rav Sheshi. The Esther Shalach from Rav Sheshi is like this. Kablonis, over all of Mishum Batolin, or ain't over all of Mishum Batolin. Let's say you have a kablonis, it means the person took the job to do. Regular, the Pasuk Pasha means Lo Solin, Pula Sochir, means the wages of a worker. If you hired a worker to work for you for the day, you have to pay him back his wages for that day. That's called a Sochir. What's going to be though if you have a person that took the job? He has a job now to build a bima, and his job is to build it. And when he gets finished the job, then you pay him. So it's not called he's a worker for you. It's called he has a job to do. So when he finishes the job, if you don't pay him, is there this lav of Lo Solon or not? That's the Shiloh. That's the Gemara Shiloh. Boy, Menei Rosh Hashanah. Kablonis. If somebody accepts upon himself to do a job for you, you give your car into the shop. He's going to do your tune-up. So you owe him now $99. So the question is, if you don't pay him by the end of the day, are you over this lav of Lo Solon or not? Or Yom HaShem Lo Solon or Yain HaWaver. So Mar says, what's the Shalotolian? Umein koina b'shvach kli. Do we say when you gave your car over to the garage man, say he's like koina your kli. When he's fixing up your car, banging it up, he's like koina your car. Therefore, v'halvohi, it's sort of like you lend him money right now. So therefore, there's no parasha of schas sochir, therefore kablonis is not called, so you won't have the lava of leisolin. Rashi says, umein koina b'shvach kli. It's like the umen was zeicher in the shvach and the tunup that he's putting into the car. Or you give him wool to dye. It's like he's zeicher this wool, the fact that it got worth more now. And therefore, it's like the umen is kainer it, and when he gives it back to you, he's like selling it to you. So you like owe money for it. That's like halvor. Maybe that's not called schiris. Therefore, you will not be over the slav of Lei Solon. Or you maybe know, the Gemara says, Ein umein koine b'shvach kli. No, even though you gave the man to work to fix over your coat, to fix over your car, it's still called your car, he's not koiner it. Therefore, when he's working, the job that he's doing is called uschirisi. Just called he's working for you. And it's all yours, he's just working for you. And when he finishes the job, you have to pay him. So maybe there would be the slav of Lei Solon then. If the shop finishes your car in the afternoon, you'll have to pay him by that night, the next morning. Amalu, he said back to him like this. Amalu, Rav Sheshes, Amalu, Rav Sheshes said, Oiver, yes, that schirus, that kablonis also is like schirus. That if you don't pay up, the pay, you're right with the lava batolin. For the Gemara, Iver, Tanya, we learn not like that, but Tanya ain't Oiver. We learn, no, that a kablonis, if you don't pay him up in time, you're not over the lava. And the Gemara, Hostum over there, Shamcheyu Eitzachenveni, V'Eitzachoni. I'll tell you over there, it's only talking about that you made up with him. He has a right to go to the grocery store and take his order, and I'll pay the bill. But since it was made up like that, that's the pay. But otherwise, the owner Taka has to pay the Kablonis on time, or else he's over the lava about Tolan. The Gemara says, Name of Messiah, I'll bring you proof of this. Says, Han Noisein Talisi Liumein. If somebody gives his talis, his woolen talis, to the human, to the dyer, right, to the guy to fix it. So, Gomroy, when the workman fixes it, the idea, and he notifies you that it was fixed. Afilu mikan v'yadesa shonim, even though it takes you now 10 days till you pay him up, ainu oiver mishum batolin, you're not over the lava batolin yet. Since you did not receive back your coat, even though the workman, the tailor man, told you that he finished already, but since Lamaisi didn't give it back to you yet, you're not over the lava. Let's say the tailor, where he gave the man to fix, he gave it back to you in half of the day, then the locher is Mishashokol of Chama, Oive Mishum Batolin, yes, if you don't pay him up for the job that he did for you, by nighttime, you're over the lab of Batolin. So you see clearly, Kablonis, when you give him to do a job, and there's a set price for this job, if you do not pay him for that job after it's finished, you're over the lab of Batolin. Now, the Yamrit, if you're going to tell me, that umein kain of a shvach kli, when you give your jacket to the tailor, and the fixing that he does with it is considered like he's kainer it right now, it's like his, and so am I over.
So if you don't pay him that day the pay, why are you waiting about tolling? Then it remains like a halvor. It's like you lent, you owe him money. If you owe somebody money, you don't pay him back, you're not over this lav of loisolin. This lav is a lav of loisolin pulach sochir. You can't hold back the wages of somebody that works for you. That's this lav, not a lav of halvor. So if you tell me the umen is kind of shvach kli, so it's sitting like halvor, like Rashi said, like a mecher, so why is there about tolling here? So I'll tell you, Omer Rav Mori, Pereder Rav Kano, Begardo de Sarblo. We're talking about now that the job he had to do was to take out the extra wool in the clothing. Rashi says, Begardo de Sarblo, Shein Kan Shva Kli, not really fixing up the Kli. Shemoye Manicha Kamoy Shuvoy Simis Kiyamas Harba Yesamiyato. Like you're pulling out the ends of the wool. Really, if you would have left the wool there, it would have been even stronger. Now that you're pulling it out, you're not really making a shvach in the kli. This is the case that you have to pay for the job that he's doing. Like, there's no real shvach. You're not improving the deged, really. So Mar says, no, what kind of svar is that? It's so, l'may yoyver na lahalei. So for what purpose did you give him your woolen clothing? It has to be the rechuchay, that you gave it to him, that he should soften it. Rashi says, sheherach. Like, the wool was too thick, was too much. He went to pull out the wool, and that made it softer. So if so, for the Gemara, Hainu Shvachei, that's called the Shvach. There is some improvement here. So this wool, with this, the tailor, whatever he did to it, he improved the wool. So again, if you tell me,